Lecture topic: all our actions are the favor of Allah Ta'ala.
Today we carry on like we are doing favors to Allah Ta'ala. So it's very important that one should understand that do not any time at all boast about your ibadat. Do not show off of your ibadat. And don't feel that I'm doing wonders. Any action of yours is not according to Allah Ta'ala's expectations. You must understand this. No matter how much you enjoy ibadat, no matter how much you do good, you enjoy those things, but remember, it's not how Allah Ta'ala wants you can do the conduct. Never. It's impossible. That can never happen. That's why, you know, the rights of Allah is so much that in front of our thing, we cannot even talk about it. The rights of Allah Ta'ala. The rights of Allah is so great that a man cannot fulfill any rights of Allah. Cannot fulfill. But people are not impatient that because they want when they wear clothing very, very park and soft. Clothing is very park and soft. And they see the namaz they read to with khushu and khuzu. Then they feel this much that, you know what? That khushu and khuzu, so feel everything is perfect in them. When a person thinks like that, my namaz is perfect, then you must know there's a very big defect in that. Man must not ever think that I'm perfect. It's impossible. There's a defect in that. So that's why when we become perfect, that's why when that person told us, Tanvi rahmatullah, my condition before was very nice, now it's not that good. Listen to the statement he made. My condition before was very good, now it's not good. So what do you think Hazrat Thani Rahman replied? He said, that condition now is not good, this is very good for you. And that condition which you think is good, that is not good for you. Because why? That condition you thinking is good making you feel that you are someone. And this condition that makes you feel that you know you are no one. That as long as you got this condition in you that you know one, that you are nothing in reality, then you must know you are everything. You must know you are everything. But the moment you think you are someone, sometimes you know you read namaz, the way you enjoy the namaz. But you do not know you read namaz for that enjoyment. You never read namaz for his pleasures. His pleasure is in any condition he keeps you in, you will accept it. Sometimes you enjoy namaz, you see every way you know, you like, you know, in the first skies. Waiting for Jibreel and Islam to give. And one is you make you read namaz, all kind of thoughts are coming to you, but you don't know that namaz is more near to Allah Ta'ala. Because you're going through some difficulties, yet you're carrying on. One person reads Quran, Sharif, he reads Quran, he's enjoying his namaz, Quran, all the time he's enjoying it. That enjoyment is sometimes, his mind is towards the enjoyment. It's not towards his pleasure. But the moment another person is battling to read namaz, the Quran, all kind of thoughts coming, but he's still reading Quran, Sharif. He continues reading Quran Sharif, all the thoughts coming in, he still continues Quran Sharif, no matter what happens. Now when he continues reading Quran Sharif in that condition, he does not know that that is made more near and dear to Allah Ta'ala. Because but the reason he does not want to read Quran Sharif. Because the difficulty is that he don't want to read because he's not enjoying. Now he's not reading namaz for enjoyment. Now he doesn't know to Allah Ta'ala. Now because I'm free now, I'm reading Quran Sharif. So I'm reading Quran Sharif, but I don't want to. No, I'm not, and I don't get any kind of feeling. Because now it must not be feelings. People look for feelings now, you know. You get feelings, then I'll do something. I don't get feeling, I don't do. No, even you got the free time, you're going to make. Like, you like zikr too. You find people don't make zikr because they know I'm not enjoying the zikr. You have to make zikr all the time, whether you enjoy or not. Your enjoyment is not important, his enjoyment is important. He hears you see Fathkuruni Yathkurkum, you think of me, I think of you. Now how you think of him, he knows better. So the time you make zikr all the time, and yet you don't want to make zikr, you still continue making zikr, that is kamal. Kamal at his best that I'm still doing it. Because your inside telling you not to do it, and you're still doing it. So this is a very important point you must always notice in this point. And in namaz too, you got the time to read namaz. You don't read namaz. But by the time, hey, let's got enough time, read namaz now. You're doing it not for Allah, Ta'ala's sake, because you're feeling that the happiness coming to you. So this is how you have to differentiate that I'm doing it only for Allah, Ta'ala's sake. So every time you get a spare time, you read Quran, Sharif, read namaz, whatever it is, it must be only that you must not look for enjoyment. Today I'm enjoying, I'm reading extra Quran. tomorrow not enjoy, I'm not the extra Quran. No, it must be only for the sake of Allah. That is every ibadat. It is very important that, it's very important that you must have that in mind. Very important that. Like you go for some zikr program. That day the zikr program, hey, the man was so good. He enjoyed the zikr program. Next day he went, he didn't see not good, he said he left. So what he went for? He didn't go for the zikr. He went for that enjoyment. This is what it is. That we must know that it's not enjoyment called for. He is happy with it, that's important. You know, one person, he's doing 150,000 zikr. He says, there's nothing happening. He says, kya? He says, that 150,000, what is a small thing that is? Just to make 150,000 is something very great. If it not accept, you won't allow to make 100, one time to do. So man must not think of what he wants to do. What he's doing is most important. Alhamdulillah, how much I did today. I thank Allah Ta'ala, remember Allah Ta'ala. So this is what it is. So our conditions, our actions are not according to Allah's expectation. Do not take your thing, I did very well today. Do not think, you know, I did good, I got good deeds by me. Our deeds are not according to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is so great, He's so great, so great, Allahu Akbar. It's only His mercy is on us. It's only His mercy on us. You must know every time, you know the buzugan, the fazli ilahi, nothing else. It's the fazl of Allah, it's only the grace of Allah Ta'ala. Because your action cannot be put in front of Allah Ta'ala. No one can put his action from Allah Ta'ala. No one can talk like that. He says, the Quran to that Quran was not according to Allah Ta'ala. It's the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. That's why Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi gave a very good example. You know, there was a village here. In that village, famine took place. When famine took place, it so happened that the wife said, you know what, we got nothing here. There's nothing here, everything dry. Why don't go see the king a little bit, ask him something possible, you know, he'll consider. So his wife's husband said, yeah, it's making sense, let me go now. So he said, you know what, when you go, you must take some gift also. You must take gift, you know. Today, everyone, you know, and don't go to Buzu with gifts. I'm giving you one tip. Well, the day you haven't got gift, you won't go meet him too. Your relationship with the Buzu must be for Allah. I want to become more clear to Allah Ta'ala. Today is like this, that you take gifts to the buzruk. As long as he got gifts, he'll take by him. He got no gift, he won't go by him. He's depriving himself. So do not take gifts to a buzruk. He's not waiting for it too. He's not waiting for you. You think he's waiting, he's not waiting for that. He's waiting for you to come and make your life something. You know, that's why it's important for you that when you go to a buzruk, don't take anything, take his duas or so. You understand? So likewise now this person, his wife telling him, you know, you're going to see the king, at least take some gift, man. The wife said that. Said, okay, we take water. We take water now. She took his pot, you know, the earthen pot, and she gave nice fresh water. He said, you know, fresh water, you know, the king will like it, it's sweet. And he said, you know, you must be careful, no aeroplane that time, no car, anything, either by horse or whatever, or by walking. And this must be a long distance. So she's sitting on a musalla making dua, Allah the salamat must take him. Salamat, 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 Allah must take you there. And he, bichara, going to. And you must know the time when he reached there, that pot was full of sand and everything was covered with. Now he's asked permission to go in. The king called him in, come, he may sit down. Your Hazrat, I brought this thing here. I brought one gift for you. So tell him much. Everything there's a lesson, you know that. Everything is a lesson. You have to learn a lesson from it. Now you must know this person, the king looked at him, look at him, bichara, he's a poor man. What is condition? Well, you brought some gift for me. What gift must he brought? See, I brought water for you. He looked at him and he says, now, okay, open the water. The moment he opened the jug, the smell was bad. You don't know how many days water was that. So many days. But the king did not show the person, look at the stink around. So bad odor. Look, we have to learn these things. A poor man comes to you. He comes to you. That is his condition. Don't hurt his feelings. Don't hurt his feelings. Don't ever hurt his feelings. He brought the thing. He looked and said, hey, very good water. In the kitab, he tasted the water. Very nice. Then he said, now, you know what? Let's fill some coins for him now. He came with that intention. I must get something. I'm poor. So the king got big heart too. He gave the coins. But then told his majestic servant, take him to the river Dujla a little bit. Let him walk past, take him past that. So he took the water and took the coins and got so happy, you know, the king, he got very happy. The king is very happy with me now. They gave me present or a gift also. All right, no problem. Now when walking with the servant, when he walked, he asked, what is this? He said, it's a river this is. A chub river. But no one will make you taste some water of it. He made him drink the water. I said, Allahu Akbar. What water this and what I brought? What water this is and what I brought. In other words, the water was so fresh and so beautiful, and this water I brought, what it is. In other words, Imam Rumi Rahmat said, this is our condition, our acts. Our actions are of that kind. That our actions we put in front of Allah Ta'ala is that stinking water. It's not that fresh water, that water that is. But how the king appreciated that water. That's how Allah Ta'ala appreciated our actions too. Allah Ta'ala appreciated. If you look at it, it's only through his mercy he's accepted. So that water he did to that and said the thing, he said, what he said to himself? He said, what? The king, he's got the best water and yet he appreciated this thing. And he gave me a gift also. Leave alone appreciate, he gave me a gift too. He's supposed to throw it in my face. He's supposed to throw it in my face. But instead of that, he gave me a gift also and rewarded me also. And said, so that's as just as that king had thrown the game in so nicely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our actions is not according to Allah ta'ala. But yet he will not throw it in your face, he'll reward you. He'll reward you and give you more than that. Did you ever think like that? If you read your namaz and you say, Ya Allah, that namaz, I thank you. You begin to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, my namaz is not how you want it to. When you read namaz, all kind of thoughts come to your mind. All kind of things happen in your mind, but you have Allah ta'ala still accept the namaz. Likewise, here too, the thing that Allah ta'ala says is, but I've accepted you. I reward you. I'll give you more than what you want. That's how Allah ta'ala appreciates it. So we must also learn to appreciate Allah ta'ala's gifts and to try to do what you're supposed to do. That is one kind. Then you can, another thing, you go to a king and give him all the best of jewelry and all the gold and all that. When you give the king that gold and jewelry, you say, I got all these things. What is he giving me for? So you say, okay, now I'm putting my hand on it, I'm giving back to you. The king says, I'm giving back to you. Because why? Now I got enough. What if you see what I got, you won't give me this thing. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many a times, he tells you certain things to do, but it's not because of he wants you, because he wants to give you the same thing to. So he tells you, I slaughter an animal on my name. It's not my name. Then I put my hand there only for you, but you can eat that thing too. So see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything Allah ta'ala does, you put your hand on the animal, Allah ta'ala put the hand on the animal, say, now I put my hand on the animal, now you can have the best of it too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of that kind. His doors are always open. He wants to give you the best of everything. We are closing it. I promise you, hold Allah's hand. There's no other hand besides Allah's hand. How he'll give you, you'll be surprised. But you must have sabr also. In Islam, sabr is the greatest thing. When he gives you something, he says, make sabr also. When sabr comes, then everything else comes through that. If you look into history also, or the Sahaba Ikram, or even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the beginning he went through so much of difficulty and hardship. Allah Ta'ala did not put him in difficulty because he did not like him or something. Allah Ta'ala said, I've given you this, you're going through all kind of tests, not because I love you more than anyone else. And how Allah Ta'ala proved it, at time of the time he was going through difficulties, trials and tribulations, thereafter Allah Ta'ala, now you come to Miraj. Come to Miraj. To show him that you are so close to me, with all those trials and tribulations, is the purpose of to make your iman strong. Your iman must strong, you must trust me all that. Remember, when you get everything of the world, it's very easy to say, Alhamdulillah. But everything goes away from the world, thereafter still say Alhamdulillah, that's a command. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, when the time when the shaitan told him that you only think of Allah, Ta'ala, Allah gave the best. He said, you're lying, I will show you not the truth. Allah Ta'ala took everything away from him. Took everything away to that extent that all his children too and everything, all the best of Allah. The only person stayed with him, Rahmat al-Isa, the wife. And she had to work. And even from the city, he was taken out. You got a sickness, we can't see you here, you don't want to be bad. Everything Allah Ta'ala did to him, he accepted wholeheartedly. One side, he was a king of that kind, he had everything in the world. He remembered Allah so much. The moment Allah Ta'ala took away something, the same condition Allah Ta'ala with him that time. No change of relationship with Allah. Oh Allah, you kept me like that, I'm happy. Oh Allah, you keep me like this, I'm happy too. No such thing as different of Christ. Teaching us a very good lesson. Today Allah gave you everything, Alhamdulillah. Tomorrow Allah Ta'ala takes away, Alhamdulillah. Today you're reading so much tahajjud namaz, tomorrow you cannot read one tahajjud namaz, Alhamdulillah. In other words, you're not concerned with tahajjud namaz, you're concerned with how He keeps you. How He keeps you. The most important thing is how Allah Ta'ala keeps you. Don't worry about what is, a lot of people, hey, I missed my tahajjud namaz today. I'm so sick. Oh, I can't go to the Kaabatullah to read namaz. It's not that you, if you don't want to go, you're feeling hurt, why you did not go to Kaaba to read namaz, the Baytullah. But he is happy, you must look at his happiness. His happiness that you're not well today, I want to read, yeah. And plus, you must be happy to read that. See, we are of this kind that we are only worshipping what we're supposed to, our nafs can be us. Do not become follower of your nafs. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person came and told him, Hazrat, you know, I'm so many days, I'm in the Kaaba, in my Makkah Sharif, I'm missing the Kaabatullah. I'm missing because he's sick, he could go. When he went away, Haji Imdadullah said, ye abid hai, ye arif nahi hai. Abid means a person who will make glory, but arif means recognize Allah. When you recognize Allah Ta'ala, then you know exactly that this condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you in, you must follow the condition. Many a time people not understand this thing, it's very important. Like, you know, when some people, they got clutches, no? Hey, they want to go to a mosque. They can't walk straight. They don't go to a mosque. And then some other people must carry them and follow them. Whereas Allah Ta'ala made his read namaz in your house. You must be happy that Allah's command that they must read namaz. His happiness is your happiness. Not what you want to do. No, I want to go to a mosque. I know so many people. I just went for operation, but I read namaz at home. No, I want to go to what a chango. Then they come and say, this is pain and all kind of pain. Then all kind of pain to take place. Why? You want to follow your nafs. Do not become follower of your nafs. Follow Allah Ta'ala's command in every way. But this does not mean that every small thing must read namaz at home. Because I see that happening too. One small headache you got, not coming to mosque. One another friend will come and call you for something, you go with him straight away. That too not happen too. That between you and Allah Ta'ala. But just to tell you how you must balance yourself is very important, that how you must know what how to do. So the king, how he treated this person, to show us the same way, that how we must treat people too. If someone comes to you, how you attend to them. But the Tamir Rahmatullah Alayhi, he made it very clear when a person comes to him, when a person comes with the intention of becoming bad, he'll ask him 110 questions before he make him bad. But another person, the stranger, you want to look at his face to say, come. Like he asked one person, he said, when I look at my murid, I look at the 99 good things he's got, I don't look at. I look at the one bad thing he's got in him. What's the reason for him to look at only one bad thing? It's because I want him to improve. I don't want him to become a person who got any faults. And when an ordinary man comes to see him, then the way he looks at him, that he's got 99 bad things, but one good thing, he look at the one good of his. One good of his. That's the kamal of it. The kamal is this much. This is the quality when it comes into you. When you got humility, humbleness, you know, Hazrat Tanvir says, my Hazrat gave this incident when Hazrat Tanvir was in a train talking to a gentleman. He had no sign of Muslim at all. No sign of Muslim at all, but he was a Muslim. He was Muslim. And Hazrat Tanvir was speaking to him. The way he's speaking to him, like he's his best friend. Best friend, but he's fighting his nafs inside, not to look down at him. The kamal is not to look down at someone. If Allah Ta'ala gives you everything, you must not look down at anyone. Now spoke to him so nicely, with very good health, everything. He got no hat, no sign of Muslim at all. The moment namaz time came, Khwaja Sahib told Hazrat Thani Rabbani, why don't you become so close to him, why don't you come to namaz? These people are very great people, you know. They don't just jump like that. He said, no, why don't you tell him? Who will tell him? No one could tell him. They went out in the red namaz. This man never came. He sat down in place. A full stop for a moment, I'm teaching you something. If you walked out of the mosque now, and you found a gentleman, you know, he's a Muslim man, Muslim, and you look at him and you came out of the mosque, what will you do? What will you do? You know what you'll do? You look, the way you look at him, that you do him a favor. That I'm someone. Listen to me very carefully. That's our condition. We look at him the way that you know that you are no one. I'm someone. Your action proof. He has a Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali. After came that namaz. He came inside and spoke to him even better. Even better. With so much of humility, Mahazaj was saying, he used this term. He says, the highest point of humility that was. The highest point of humility. That's the road to Allah. Humility. Humbleness. That's the greatest thing, the humbleness. No pride. When he came inside, the way he sat with him and spoke to him in a very, even better manner. And he made him feel so comfortable. However, he went away. He went away. The reason why our Islam, I'm talking about, this is our Islam. You find sometime a person coming to a mosque without a hat. What is wrong? It's not good for him. But you don't have to look at him like that. If he comes to speak to you, speak in a manner that you feel comfortable, maybe that will change him. But if you think he'll speak in a bad manner, it make it worse for him. So we know how much, know how to live with people. So the Tanvir Rahmatullah, they went away. After 1 year, he meets Khwaja Sahib. When he met Khwaja Sahib, he said, do you know who I am? He said, no, I don't know. He said, do you know when you're on the train, in time for Salah, you all went to the Salah, but Hazrat didn't call me to. After that, he came back and sat down. And no, he didn't tell me nothing, but he spoke to me in a most kind way. I was finished. I was finished. I could have drowned myself that time. But the outcome of that was that from that day, he made sure that he never missed one salah, and he had a mashallah beard and became someone. So what was it that made him like that? That I'll tell you. Apne aap ko mitao. Apne aap ko mitao. If you see the biggest sinner too. The fear must be in you that something can happen to you too. The fear must be in you. Do not look down at them. So this is what we got at fault in us. You see anyone doing some mistakes and all, instead of covering him, making him feel comfortable to put him right, we run him down. So that's a very big fault, especially when you take the road to Allah Ta'ala. When you take the road to Allah Ta'ala, you must always take everyone higher than. If you see a person committing sin to, you must think to yourself, Ya Allah, he committed sin, give me that. Don't look at him down. He's got only one fault. Man's greatest quality is when he look at a person's fault, immediately his fault is met. He looks at his own fault. And once you look at your own fault, then you must do alhamdulillah like that. But you don't look at your own fault, that's not it. Likewise, you know, Mahazrat Thanvir Rahmatullah Ali, it so happened if someone is sick, one person, you know, one sets up, he wants to become bad. For the Thanvir Rahmatullah Ali, he must come. You know what he did? He brought his servant and carried the jalebi and came. But the Tanya Rahmatullah Ali, he looked at him and said, oh, this mota, he brought sweet, sweet meats and with a servant. Oh, apni islah ki fikr mein ye servant bhi saath laya. MashaAllah, acha hai. What do you think he did? The moment he saw him coming with the thing, he sat down, he made the servant go away. The Tanya said, I'm a bit busy now. We have to go a certain place. I'll make you bed there. Now this mota thing, who's going to carry the thing? Who's going to carry the sweetmeat now? He made him carelessly. And took him to those places where he was very famous. And made everyone look at him. He went. Then he said, no, I took him 5-6 places. Made him walk with that thing with his head. This khabis ko nikalna hai. You know this khabis, this pride, which we all got in us. Pride is ko nikalna hai. That is the biggest thing. My dear friend, 50 years too, you can't begin, you only realize you got pride in you. 50 years too. Remember this, I'm telling you. 50 years too, don't tell anyone you haven't got pride. Don't ever tell anyone you haven't got pride. It's a khabis that is very dangerous. You don't know how to take it out. That the thing shaitan became a fuel of Jahannam. Then after that, you know, took him some place, and they said, now I can be back. You know what that man said? He told all his friends, unarmari khabis nikalde. He took out my khabis. That is what Mulana is going to get there. That's what is wanted. Take out this pride. What do you got pride for? You got pride for what? Are you owner of anything? Not owner of your life. You're not owner of wealth. Not owner of anything. That knowledge that you got to, you got pride of that? Khuda na kare Allah give one lakwa what will take place. All your thing gone. One person, he just by one, but lakwa, what happened to him? He became, forgot the Quran Sharif. Allah mani, father. Don't talk of pride. Money too. I know so many people, Allah gave so much, but because of pride, the sickness that comes in them, they can't do anything. So do not be careful of pride. So Thani Rahmatullah took his pride out like that. But the most important thing, he acknowledged that he took my pride out. Once you acknowledge a mistake, and you put your rights, then inshallah there will be time to do. So that's the most important thing. So the majlis is all about this thing here. Do not have pride. Do not think you are someone. Do not think I'm doing making a lot of ibadat. Do not think my ibadat, why not accepted? My dear friends, it's only through the grace of Allah, Allah accepting. Our ibadat is not according. Everyone, you know, when he makes assalamu alaikum after namaz, astaghfirullah, why? Ya Allah, I did not read namaz. You everyone say astaghfirullah, Ya Allah, I did not read namaz. You made me read namaz. I thank you for that. It was accepted. Allah Ta'ala, whatever I say, Allah, qabool farma. Wa akhu da'wah, alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabi. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadah. Allahumma ahsina aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajinna min khizdi dunya wa ata bil akhirah. Fatir as samawati wa anta wali fi dunya wal akhirah. Tawfani muslima wa lihaqni salihin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala wa rahmatika.